More than 2 years ago, the student-led Volunteer Action Center at the University of Arkansas began work on the concept of a food pantry. After months of research, Angela Oxford, director for the Center for Community Engagement, says they found great need in the U of A community. That, contrary to what many believe, even with student loans, grants, scholarships, and meal plans, students were going hungry.
Today's student is not, they don't have the same experience as students from 5, 10, 15 years ago. And that's what I'm finding. So many students, we have single parents, a lot of single parents who are going to school, back in school. Their Pell Grants are not as large as they have been in the past. And so more and more students are, the money, you know, they get their Pell and it pays only for their classes. And they don't have enough to live on. And so, and then when they're working 20 hours a week or 30 and they're making $7.50 an hour, if they're lucky, it just doesn't go very far to pay for rent, gas, those kinds of things. So, you know, I mean, it's just a different time, and everyone is stretched. And we even find that we serve students that live in the halls because they have the minimum meal plan. They get 10 meals a week over 7 days.
Sylvia Tran was one such student, with limited funds and making tough decisions about what to pay for.
Well, you pay for school, you pay for shelter, you pay for electricity and water. I mean, those are the things that come first, honestly. And then you just don't go without food for a while. And I was one of those kids when I lived in a dorm that would go to the cafeteria, and after, and I had that the minimum meal plan. And so in order to have dinner or to have food on the weekend, I would make a sandwich, and they provided foil. They stopped doing that, though. They provided foil, so I would just pack it up and take it, and then I'd bring water bottle and fill it up with juice or whatnot from there. And so, and I'm not the one who does that. A lot of kids do that. They will just bring a bunch of bottles, take the milk, orange juice, water, and they'll bring all the food, the vegetables they can, sneak it in their pockets or their backpacks and take it home because they need it.
Members of the Volunteer Action Center, or VAC, began talking to local pantries and found that U of A students were visiting them. But they often had to wait in line, having to skip class, or weren't warmly welcomed because of their status as students. And so, last February, after a year of planning, the Full Circle Food Pantry was born. While they call it an emergency 3-day pantry, that is merely a definition. They do give out 3 days worth of food, but do not limit the number of times a student may visit. Angela Oxford says this makes Full Circle a bit different from other pantries.
As we visited other programs, you might be able to go once a month. You might be able to go every 3 months or once every 6 months. And I was like, wow, if you're hungry and you're struggling just to meet your basic needs, how do you keep up with where you've been? You know, I mean, how do you keep up with, you know, well, I went here 3 months ago. You know, that becomes a full-time job, just trying to keep up with how to, you know, kind of meet your family's needs.
In its first year, Full Circle fed over 2,500 individuals. Students, staff, and their families made up the group. This student passion was what led them to apply for the White House Campus Champions of Change Challenge.
The White House recognizes what they call champions of change throughout the year. And this one is a campus challenge in particular. And so in December, we nominated our program, just, you know, thought we'll just put it out there. And we never, ever thought that we would make it into the final, you know, 15. And we didn't even have that much information. So we really didn't know kind of the what was next. We just did it. And so we got a call, I guess, a little more than a week ago, telling us that we would be in the top, that we were in the top 15 selected, and we would be in a national vote. And then the top 5 winners would go to the White House and be invited to be a part of a panel discussion about their projects. So we were excited, and our students worked very, very hard to get the word out and to encourage all their friends and family and the community at large to join in and help make it happen.
In addition to an article on the front page of USA Today and endorsements by Senator Mark Pryor and Chancellor David Gerhardt, the group relied heavily on social media to push the vote. A YouTube video was produced, as well as many Twitter and Facebook campaigns. Not only was Sylvia Tran once a student in need, she was also a member of the VAC that started the pantry. She now serves as social media intern at the U of A Center for Community Engagement. Through her efforts, the Full Circle Pantry came in second place, falling only behind the University of Massachusetts at Amherst Permaculture Initiative, a sustainability program that transforms grass lawns on the campus into diverse and edible gardens. Sylvia says that while social media helped them obtain second place, it also provided an outlet for some criticism.
As a social media intern, having to read all this, everything that's going on in the media, and all these people that criticizes that, we're not going to vote for a pantry that just wanted to get to the White House. Well, no, we wanted to help students. That was our main goal. We wanted to help students, staff, we wanted to help our campus because we knew that there was an emergency and that there is a true hunger and food insecurity here that people don't understand, and that there are stereotypes about students and people on campus, and that we wanted to debunk that. And so this recognition really helped. I mean, this is now nationwide. People, we get to be the voice of all the other campus food pantries in this nation.
This is a very big deal to me.
That's Julia Lyons, a senior and Full Circle chair on the VAC board.
Sylvia, I think, put it best when she said, 2 years ago we were at the drawing board, 1 year ago we celebrated our grand opening, and I mean, just this week we gained national recognition for what we're doing here. I think it's an incredible program. It's an awesome opportunity to be able to share what we've started here.
Full Circle has worked with other campuses in the past, but this has caused an influx of questions from schools about how they can start a pantry on their own campus. In addition to the national recognition, Angela Oxford says it has caused an increased awareness in the Northwest Arkansas community.
I met a woman in the community who I invited her to vote. I said, oh, hey, let me tell you, how would you like to vote? And she started asking me questions about the pantry, and a few days later showed up at my house with food. And we took her to the pantry so she could see it. And she said she found $20 that morning, and she went and she purchased food, 4 cases of vegetables. We were so pleased. But the thing is what I realized is this exposure gives people an opportunity to be a part of it, to be a part of the helping. And it also helps people to understand that this is not an easy thing for students to even begin to talk about.
Julia Lyons, the Full Circle chair, has been with the pantry since it was just an idea. She says she has learned a couple of things that she will take with her when she moves on next year.
Well, my next step is I'm moving to Little Rock in August. I'll be going to UAMS. And I think the greatest thing that I can take from this entire experience is probably quite a bit of humility and quite a bit of compassion. I've certainly learned definitely how to delegate, allow others to help you.
As this truly was a group effort, the Full Circle Pantry is able to send 5 representatives to the White House for events tomorrow. They are en route right now. Sylvia Tran, who has never been to D.C., is super excited.
I cried for a good hour yesterday.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.